Blog Talk Radio.
All right. All right.
All
right, bye-bye. Bye. Well, good evening, everyone. This is the Apostle Time. And the thing is that we are dealing with tonight, our theme comes out of what is happening in the world. What is happening in the world? And as we endeavor to have this discussion, I trust and pray that you will find something in this discussion tonight that will give you peace as you listen to what is being said, not only here in America, but it appears if we're having these type of disruptions around the earth at this time. It's in Israel, you name it, in France, you name it. It's all over at this time, as well as it is here in America. And as I was watching the news today, for some reason, I sat there and listened to it and watched it for a while, longer than I normally do. And what came to me was the past predicts the future. And that, in essence, we break that down, we say what? The past. Our past predicts our future behavior. And then we say, look at it as past behavior or past performance in a similar situation. Now, the situation has to be similar in order for us to be able to make that statement. And that's going to be pretty much what we're going to be addressing. We're going to be addressing it from a biblical and from the worldly perspective, because there's people there that are listening now who are struggling with what they are hearing now and what they are seeing that's taking place here in America. And our ministry is to take the gospel message to you. And the gospel message is one that if we allow it to become part of who we are, it will give you peace, the peace of shalom. You won't be fearful of situations and circumstances. You'll be able to walk. You'll be able to deal with trials and tribulations. You'll be able to walk through them and have no fear. You can count it all joy as you walk through it. And that's what I find that is happening with me as I walk through all of these things that's happening now. It's not something that you just look at and laugh at. It is real. It is happening. And it is frightening to people. A lot of people are really upset now. Well, if we hold people accountable in this country who are at a certain level, we might have a civil war. Well, we can't. No. One of the things we who are believers, and you have people who claim, profess to be believers, they are going through some of the same changes as non-believers. But ones of us who are walking by faith and not by sight, we are able to see and not see. We are able to know that our Creator, if we look at the book of John, chapter 17, and we see how our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, how he prayed for the disciples. And he asked the Father not to take them out of the world, but leave them in the world. And he said the world hated them. I mean, hated him, so the world going to hate them. And then he even prayed for us here today, because we who heard what the disciples passed down, and we know that he is the beloved Son of God. I like to call him that, the beloved Son of God. And you're going to hear me use that term a lot, because that's just in my spirit as I relate to our Lord and Savior. Now, with this that introduction, I see we have Apostle McIntyre, Apostle Miller. We're all here today. Yay!
Good evening, good evening, my comrades.
Good evening to you, Apostle, and Apostle Armstrong.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, when we're not here, we know that we have been called to something at a higher level, where the divine spirit have us ministering to someone, even if it's nothing but in the family, because I'm miles away, the Apostle Miller, I have to go with my grandson. That's fine. Go fishing with your grandson. That's what happened to me when I was growing up. That's how I relate to that. My grandmama and I, my granddaddy, and my my uncles, we would go fishing. And sometimes we'd be down in a swamp. I'd be scared as I don't know what. And when the sun started going down, and I started thinking there might be a snake on that path on my way out of here. But you know, when I think back on that, that's what makes memories. Those memories make souls. Then you can sit down and you can look back, and you appreciate your ancestors. Today, I want us to pause. And Apostle Miller, would you mind praying for us? Not when I say us, I'm just including us, but all of this weather that's happening all over the earth at this point, even right here in this country, down in Mississippi and Louisiana and Tennessee. And now they say it's going up north towards Chicago, tornadoes. It's, I think, Iowa. So God is trying to get somebody's attention, and we can't rule ourselves out, because how can they know without the preacher? So are we preaching the word according to the as it is written, or are we preaching the word based on what someone else has told us? Because the people now, they are hurting. They need something to hold on to. When you step out and your house is gone, and you look around, or your house is standing, and the other houses in the neighborhood are all blown away. I mean, I didn't experience it. A tornado hit my grandparents' property, blew away the tobacco barn. It came across my uncle's house and didn't mess his house up. And then the grandparents' house, it sort of twisted it, and there was a barn right behind it, and where we had furniture and all that stuff stored in it. It just blew that completely away, and it went down to the barn where the animals were, and part of that was missing. And then the trees behind it was all stripped down. So, yeah, tornadoes are real. My grandmama, I remember them talking about it, and she was in the hallway, and she was talking about how they was in there praying. So, yeah, tornadoes are real. Uh, Apostle Miller, would you mind leading us in a word of prayer for a time as this?
Father, in the name of Jesus, first, we just thank you, Father, for this opportunity. We just give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And, Father, I just lift up each and every one, not just on that is tuned into the broadcast, but all over the world. Father, according to your word, you said the thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Father, according to Psalms 115, you gave the earth to mankind. And, Father, I pray, Father, first, I pray for those that have been lost homes or whatever it may be, a lost loved one. I pray, Father, that they would be strengthened in their inner man. I pray, God, that you would bring peace. I pray, Father, because of the finishing work of Christ, you done already made provision through it in Jesus Christ. And, Father, I pray for provision to be released to the peoples. I even pray for those in authority. I pray, Father, that you will cause them and give them wisdom to distribute the provision as it was raised and as it is needed. Father, I even pray that you will intervene even in those that have homeowners insurance or whatever. But I call forth and pray that you will cause the provision to be made for the people and that the funds would get in the right hands of the right people. And, Father, I even thank you. You said the harvest truly is plenty, but the labors are few. And, Father, I pray that you would send forth labors in the paths of the people, that they will receive Christ in the master's name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now that you stirring up the body of Christ. You said the earth is groaning for the sons of God to come forward. And I pray, Father, that you will stir up the sons of God, the open of their eyes. I come against that busy spirit that they are so busy in all of these detractions to try to detract us from the real cause, our real assignment. And our real assignment is just like it was when you told Noah that it was going to rain because of what happened to the people disobedient. And Father, you told Noah to build that ark, and Noah built that ark, but the people still laughed and went on like it was nothing. And Father, I pray for the spirit of awakeness, that you would awake the people like never before. And Father, that spirit of division that you showed me that invaded the body of Christ, I ask you to forgive the body of Christ for allowing itself to get in strife, allowing itself to get in jealousy, in separation in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive us, Father. And I pray, Father, for restoration, even for the saints. I pray for their spiritual eyes to come open and see. According to Apostle Peter, you done given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Father, I even pray for those in authority. Those in authority. That Father, when it comes down to the Republican and the Democrat, all of that bitterness and hatred from the White House to other to family house, even with husband and wife, Father, I pray for spiritual eyes to come open. Those folk, the fivefold minister gift, those the one that is preaching the gospel, you said it's only one message, that's the message of the kingdom. I come against religion. I come against tradition. I come against all this background, this culture, this hostility that is causing the people to fight against one another. It's a spirit, and Father, we come against that evil spirit. You said Satan is the one that is killing and stealing and destroying people. It's not you, God. Forgive the people that are blaming you for God because of ignorance. You said Hosea 4:6 that people destroy for lack of knowledge. Father, you tell us to get in your word. You tell us to get in there, to renew our mind. Father, I thank you for that right now. I thank you for the revival. Here's a revival going on. Your glory is being manifest in different areas, but it's only manifest and being revealed to those that have is totally devoted and committed to you, Father. And I just bless you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Stir the saints. Awaken us, Father. We have assignment, and our assignment is to let the people know that the kingdom of God have come. It is here. It is here. Resurrection is here. Respiration is here. Provision is here. Sound business of mine is here, Father, and I just thank you for it right now, Father. I thank you and I praise you for it right now. I thank you even for, I even lift up the young people. I come against the spirit of murder. I bind it. I come against the spirit of hatred and strife, rejection and bitterness. These are spirits, and you told us in Ephesians the 6th chapter, you said to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. And you said that we ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. Our problem is not with flesh and blood. You said, but with principality, rule of darkness, spirit of weakness in high places. And Father, I pray for the saints' eyes to come open to see our problem is not with one another, but it's the spirit that influencing the people, that evil spirit, satanic, demonic spirit that is influencing the people with bitterness and resentment and hatred. Father, open up our eyes. Open up the people's eyes to see. It's the spirit. It's the spirit. It's Satan is moving on people, influencing people because of their ignorance. He's taking advantage of them because of the act of their will. They won't study your word like you told. The word you said in your word, attend to my word. Saints is attending to what's happening. People allow themselves to look at what's happening instead of looking at your word. You said in your word, I watch over my word to perform. The word that go out of my mouth shall not return it to me void. That God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Your word don't have no expiration date. So, Father, I thank you right now. I thank you for your mercy because you is having mercy. And I thank you for mercy. It's your mercy that all us have not been consumed. It's your patience, God. And I thank you for it right now. But I thank you for putting people in the right places in this hour in time to give and release to the people your provision. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, Apostle, if I may add, this is coming to my, the Spirit bringing to me even now. You remember that centurion that came to Jesus and said he wanted him, you know, somebody was sick and he wanted him to go to the house. And Jesus told him, Jesus, okay. And the centurion, what did he tell Jesus? He said, I'm a man of authority. He understood that just like he had authority over men, Jesus had authority over sickness. And we as born again believers need to realize we have identity Christ in the body of Christ. We as born again believers, we can speak to these storms, these hurricanes, instead of asking God to do it. And that's the thing about in the kingdom. When we come into the kingdom of God, and as we see God out, God begin to reveal to us through the Holy Spirit who we are, what our purpose is, and our authority. We can do just like Jesus. Jesus spoke to the wind. And it was still. Yes, we as born again believers, when we hear about hurricanes and stuff, now, you know, and please hear me when I say I do something, it ain't no big eyes in the kingdom and no little use. But it all when we come into the knowledge and understanding and the revelation of who we are. And I remember when Hugo came through, and I didn't have much knowledge I have now, but I remember when I got home, And the Holy Spirit direct, he said, get your children and go in the hall and stay in the hall. And he began to pray. He gave me Psalms 91. He said, pray this over your house. And I had about 10 or 12 trees in my backyard. And the biggest tree, did nothing happen to that tree. It was standing still. But all the rest of the hurricane knocked them down. Mm-hmm. But God showed me something then. And I found out, even one time it was hailing, and my truck wasn't up under the garage, and I began to pray. I said, I forbid any dough hailstone to hit my truck. And people in my neighborhood, They had out the hair so had not messed up their automobile. And you know they were getting them insurance check. Now Lord, Lord had God had mercy. I said, now why I ain't getting no insurance check? I wish I could have got some money for my truck. The Lord said, did you not pray and forbid it to hit your truck? I said, yeah. But my point is this, we as born again believers, when we hear about the tornadoes and all of that, the saints ought to can get out and begin to speak to it. By the authority in Jesus' name. And see, that's the thing about, we as born again believers, we come in the knowledge of our true identity. Like Jesus, Jesus knows who he was. He knows about his authority. And that's the centurion. He said, I'm a man of authority. And he said, you have authority over sickness, I'm paraphrasing, just like I have authority over men. I tell one to come and they come, one to go and they go. And we as born-again believers need to exercise our authority. No, we don't need to go pray and ask God to do something about the tornadoes and the hurricane. We need to do something. Get out there and open your mouth and command it to go the other way. Forbid it to come on your home. We have that kind of authority as born-again believers. And we need to exercise our authority.
Now, that is the truth. And even people can just start with Luke 10:18-19. And please don't forget 20. 18:19-18 tells you that you have authority over demons, scorpions, and serpents.
Come on.
You have that authority. You don't have to be asking God to do something. We need to exercise authority because that authority came from God through his son, because the son made it clear that he gave the disciples the word that the father gave him.
Excuse
me. And they'll pass that on to us. And then the 19th one, you have power over the enemy. Now, you sit up there and talk about your enemy. You giving your enemy power by you sitting up there talking about it. Instead of you taking authority, exercising the power that's in the word already. And then the thing that got me for years, I always stopped at 18:19, right? 20. 20 is the most important one. Because Jesus chastised the disciples that came back and talking about, oh, man, what I did. You know how we are. I can just picture them. Man, you see, you know what I did today. And he said, you rejoice, and I'm paraphrasing it too, you rejoice in the fact that your name is written in heaven. That's what you rejoice in, because you sit around here and you going to rejoice in the fact what you did. You didn't do anything. The enemy is going to come back at you, and then you're going to stand there, I don't know why it didn't work. I don't know why. It didn't work because you said you did it. By you rejoicing the fact that your name is written in heaven, you are recognized the one who gave the word, and that was God, the Father.
Amen.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. And that's what we learn. We who are believers, who are walking in the Word, we pick that up from our past because we realize that what was going on in the past where we were, nothing was changing. We had a similar problem over and over and over. But once we realize that the word, and we can take and speak the word to the problem, then the solution is there. So we just have to stand on that word. And that's why the Holy Spirit brought that to me today as I was watching the news and watching TV. The past will predict your present or how you're dealing with your situation. Because if you're doing the same thing you did yesterday, today, you're going to get the same results that you got yesterday. But whenever you realize that you are no longer yours, the Father through the Son has chosen you for a time as this, then things change. Things will change. You will be able to speak to the mountain and move. Whatever that problem that you're dealing with, I'm calling it
a
mountain.
That's right.
You can
that's
speak
right.
to
he
it.
Tell us to speak to
and
it.
And it will move.
That's right, Apostle. That's what he tells us to do.
Made it clear.
That's the message.
Yes.
That's it.
He made
that's
it clear.
And
go ahead.
And see, there too, again, that's what the enemy does. The enemy, and a lot of people say, I don't want to hear about them. You need to know that, and this is something God, I had to learn. We have an enemy, and it's an invisible
mm-hmm.
enemy. And we need to know that. But we need to know, as Jesus said in St. John 16, God have not left us hopeless. He told us to be of good cheer. Because Jesus has already defeated the enemy that has been loose
yeah.
on earth to try to fight against us. And that's the thing about it. The enemy wants us to focus on the problem and not the solution. I was taught
that's
as
right.
a child to focus mostly, most of the time, what I was taught to focus on the problem. Well, I thank
problem.
God for my parents. They could only give me what they had came into the knowledge and understanding about. But when I got
mm-hmm.
born again, the Lord, and sometimes I might miss it. Please understand what I'm saying. But the Holy Spirit began to teach me that. Focus on the solution, not the problem. You know, yeah, you need to know what's going on. But once you find out what's going on, okay, the next thing, God, I need knowledge and understanding, and I need wisdom what to do about this situation. And we are so prone because a lot of us been focus on the problem, talking about what they ain't, what they doing in the White House all the time, or what the Democrats and the Republican doing, what this one doing. If you sitting around discussing that all the time and not focusing on or finding out what the solution is or what I need to address, how I need to
mm-hmm.
address it, well, it's not going to change. For example, I have one of my grandsons, he in college, and he been dealing with, he's not sleeping at night. And my daughter called me. She called me the other day, and she said, Mama, we need to pray for him. Said, he just ain't resting. And by that, he done missed two classes because he played football, and they practice a lot. But make a long story short, she said, he just not resting. Well, when we got off the phone, and I just got quiet, and I started praying for him, and this is what the Holy Spirit told me. He said, Ann, it's a spirit that is tormenting and causing him to be restless. He said, I gave
mm-hmm.
him a sound mind. He said, and what y'all need to do is y'all need to come against that spirit that's causing him not to sleep. And see, there too again, that's why the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit is our instructor. If anything, the
that's
saints
right.
need to be praying, okay, God, we need some knowledge, we need some understanding, and we need some wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
How do we address these? What we need to do? What do we need to say? Because sitting around exchanging over and over and talking about all the time, they doing this and they doing this, that ain't going to solve the problem.
Mm-mm.
You know, and some people might say, well, you know, something I just don't know. And that's all of us. But my point is this, as born-again believers, we need a solution, like God been having me to talk about the spirit of division. Well, then he began to tell me, and this is what y'all need to do to overcome that spirit. It's a spirit, first of all. You need to know it's a spirit. You need to know why he's doing what he's doing. Jesus said, a house divided can't stand. And see, there
right.
too again, because we is a spirit, and we have a soul, and we live in the body. We can be influenced by the spirit of God and the spirit of Satan, spirit of light, the spirit
yeah.
of darkness. And we need to, when we, and see, the battle is in the mind. The enemy is constantly causing us to fight against one another, to be critical of one another, doing everything. But Jesus said to love you one another, come together. We can come to, we ought to be able to come together and disagree. And okay, we disagree, but don't get in strife. Don't get in
right.
this division and all. And these are some of the things we dealing with spirits. These are spirits. And these evil forces at work, and their assignment is to get us out of line with the word of God, so we cannot come in agreement. And if we ain't in agreement with what God's word says, how can God intervene? How can the Holy Spirit intervene? How can the angels be released to work on our behalf if we're not coming in agreement? But you can't come in agreement with God's word if you don't know what his word say. But when the Lord revealed to me, and my daughter and I came in agreement, and we target that spirit in that room that been keeping my grandson from sleeping at night. Just knowing he couldn't sleep. That wasn't doing nothing. You know, that he had been taking pills to try to sleep at night. That wasn't happening. But the Lord told him, he said, this is what you're dealing with, and this is what y'all need to address. And he said, you address that, you bind that up, he'll begin to sleep at night.
Yeah, and also, not only that is not just limited to individuals, that is organizations, that's nations, that is anything.
That's right.
So we have to understand that. And once we come into that understanding, we can see and identify what is happening. And we can, the solution was right there in our face. But because I had to go through that. The solution was in my face, but I kept focusing on the problem. And when you focus on a problem, what happens? The devil is there, and he sent his little boys over the side telling you, I don't know why you're doing this. You expect, I don't know, see, ain't nothing happened. Now, okay.
Come on.
But
come on.
That's because you focus on the problem.
Yes, come
and
on,
God
come on,
wants
come on.
Us to focus on him. If we focus
that's
on
right,
God, focus on him, we will be into the word. And we will
Amen.
Speak what the word said about that
That's
situation
right.
or circumstances
come on,
that we are dealing with. So
Amen.
It is. We just have to grow to maturity. We got all these
Amen.
Babies in the faith running around here. And that's what he showed me. I don't know, why are these people, they still running behind this person. They still, don't they see his fruits? But they cannot see his fruits because what's in their eyes is the same thing that he's doing. So whatever he's doing got to be okay because it's all right with me. I don't want to change. I went through that too. That can't be God.
Mm-hmm.
That little voice is talking to you. No, that ain't. Because I ain't want to change. I want to keep doing what I was doing.
That's it.
Well, that must be the devil trying to say something. No, it wasn't. It was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. Because whenever I look back, I saw the error of my ways, and that I would have passed through the situation or circumstances if I would have just had listened. Or I never would have gotten myself in that position I was in.
Come on.
Because
Come on.
I was forewarned.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to begin to walk by faith. But in order to walk by faith, we got to know faith come from what? Hearing what? The word.
Not hearing what
That's someone
right.
else said
That's
that
right.
word said.
That's right.
Because what I found is the word means different things to different people because we are all in different relationships. We all dealing with different situations and circumstances.
I agree.
And so what it might be saying to you might be a little different from what it's saying to me. But
That's
it's the same
right,
word. The same
You're
word now.
You're right.
It's not. It's not changed.
You're right.
And so
right.
I've learned that, okay, that's how you see things. And whenever I put it together, it's like a puzzle. Whenever
Amen.
I sit there and put it together, okay. So, you know, we have to get real with this, what's happening now. And
Amen.
Stand
Amen.
On that word.
Amen.
Because this is wild what's going on. I mean, wow.
It is.
I had a birthday. And I tell people I'm four. I'm not getting any older than four now, y'all. But the paper says I'm 78. And I never thought in my lifetime I would see the things have deteriorated the way that they have deteriorated. I never would have thought it. It's real. And it would be frightening if I was not a believer. Because the way it's deteriorating, all you do is read the word. And what's happening is following the word. Mm-hmm. And you know that you are protected. You are provided for. You will be provided for. You will be protected. So as we used to say on the corner, let not your heart be troubled. And, you know, that's become real now. Because now you understand the basis why you won't let not your heart be troubled. One, you are connected to the vine. Jesus is the vine. You're just a branch. And because of that, you have the source. And over whenever you get over, that's 15, when you get over 17, he made it clear that he and the Father's one, he and the disciples are one, and therefore they are one with the Father. And then we who believe in him as a result of the disciples, then we are one with the disciples, we're one with Christ, and we're one with God. So why are we going through challenges? We have the authority. We have the power. So it is. So that's what whenever I look at, I know there was a term we used to use in my psychology class. You keep making doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That's a sign of insanity. But whenever you realize that, hey, things change and you got the word, you don't keep doing the same thing over and over. I mean, it may appear to be the same thing, but it's not. Well, I don't know what time it does. It looks like we have one listener.
7:07.
Okay, in a few minutes I'll open the mic. All right. Apostle of Love, why are you so quiet today?
Because you all are just doing an amazing job. I'm just eating. You all are just doing an amazing job. You know, sometimes you serve a lot. Sometimes you just need to eat. And I am so in agreement with what you all have said, and as you all were ministering to the people, it just made me think about when Jesus told the disciples to go to the other side, and when they got in the boat, and it amplified, said a furious, this is in Mark 4, verse 37, it says, and a furious storm of wind of hurricane proportion arose, and the waves kept beating into the boat so that it was already become fear. But he himself, this is what got me, but he himself was in the stern of the boat asleep on the leather cushion. And they woke him, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? But he arose, he rebuked the wind and to the sea. And then he asked them, why are you so timid? Why are you fearful? Why do you not have faith? And so when you all were talking, and fear is really a failure of us to trust his love. That's where fear is. It's just a failure that God is not big enough, great enough, and like you all have been ministering, you put your eyes on the wrong thing. But you go back to the beginning, and he told man, I'm giving you dominion. He has not changed that. And it doesn't matter what the enemy does, And when I say that, what I mean is all of what we see that's going on now, that's not the last word. But the reason we're become fearful is, like Prophet said, we don't know who we are. We are not using our dominion, and we're not using our authority. And we've got, both of you all just said so beautifully, we're not looking at the word. A lot of people, it's almost like going out to fight a battle with a gun and you didn't put any bullets in it. So how are you going to be with that? And our mouths probably is our biggest problem. Because the Bible says we're going to have what we say. And, you know, you, like you said, you watch them and they just keep, the storm is closer. The storm is closer. Oh, the winds are getting bigger. And everybody comes into agreement. So what happens when two or three come into agreement? It causes that thing to come to pass.
That's right.
Those two or three were getting in agreement and said, you're not coming here. Now, I've been given power and authority over you. And in the name of Jesus, you go back where you come from. You will not touch my house. You will not destroy my property. And we don't like Prophet Miller was saying, we keep asking God to do what he told us to do, and he's not going to do it. He's not. He gave us the power. He gave us the authority. He gave us the angels. He gave us the blood. He gave us his name. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And we can tell God all day, make the devil leave me alone. Make the storm do whatever. Now, we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Our authority in the earth, we could stop a lot of what's we could, but we're just saying the right things. And like you said, we're just magnifying the problem. What if we, have you ever seen somebody that's just maybe a child that's acting up or whatever, you just stop paying them attention? And they'll just soon stop because, you know, ain't nobody paying me no attention. So what would happen if we just stop paying the enemy any attention, put our attention on the word, on God, and like Prophet Miller said, just start building one another up, encouraging one another, and saying the word, getting that 91st Psalm, that's a psalm of protection. And pray that, because God said he watch over that word. And it is, if you allow yourself, and if all you get your information is from the TV or YouTube or your phone, and some people got the news where it's flat, and they just watch it over and over. The enemy got that from the Word of God. Because whatever you continually hear, whatever you continually see, that's going to feed whatever you're believing. It's either going to feed faith into you, or it's going to feed fear into you. So we're just dieting on the wrong thing. We're eating the wrong thing, and we're having what we say. So we just need to get in that word like you all have been saying and just decree and declare. And a lot of people fear for today because they don't know what he said. How can you say what I said when you don't know?
That's it.
They don't spend any time with God. They don't get in his presence. They don't get in his word. And you can have no seed, wrong seed, or the right seed. All three of those are going to give you that harvest. If you don't put no seed, then why are you surprised when you don't get a harvest? When you plant the wrong seed, why are you shocked when you get the wrong harvest? But when you plant that right seed, the Word of God, stand on it. And the Bible tells us that as long as we're in this earth, we're going to have trials and troubles, tribulation.
Yes.
But he said, but be of good cheer. He said, be of good cheer. Why was Jesus able to sleep in that storm? That's where God is trying, and like Prophet Miller said, I don't like to use that word trying, but it is. That God is trying to get us to a place where we can sleep in the midst of the storm.
That's right.
Also, who's greater than the... He's trying to get us to that place. He's trying to get us to that place where we were, that sleep represents rest.
That's
sleep. He wants us to get to a place that no matter what happens, God, you got us. It's going to be all right. It's going to work out like you said. That's what, that's what he's trying so hard to do, is to get his people into a place of rest.
Yeah. And while you were talking, this is what came to me. I started going to the chiropractor. One a memo of the prayer group mentioned the chiropractor and invited people to they had a they call it a dental, but it was something similar. So I went. You know, big skeptical chiropractor. What chiropractor going to do? So I sit there and I listen. And then I looked at the diagram. And would you believe I've been going to the chiropractor a month? I have yet to take an allergy pill or use my nasal spray.
Oh.
And that was just awesome. Also, I don't like elevators. So I usually just walk up two flights of stairs, sometimes even more. So I found out I could almost run up the stairs like I used to.
Great.
So there's a change that's taking place in my body, my physical body, as a result of my going to this chiropractor. Well, now, also, I drive past some of my favorite fast food places because that was one of the things that he said that is creating part of our problem. It's the food we eat.
Yeah.
So we have to learn how to eat that in moderation. Every so often, yeah, you can go get you a burger, but you don't do that every day, every week. So
that's right.
I thought about that. That's the change. That's when I started doing something different. God didn't come down and do it. Jesus didn't do it. But Jesus did it through the chiropractor.
Yeah.
The chiropractor is one. He is a holistic chiropractor. So it's not his mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you know, Apostle, now let's compare that to our relationship with God. Now, when we, just like your body was out of alignment, and because it was out of alignment, it wasn't able to do what God created it to do. When you were eating the wrong food,
right.
That took it out of alignment. When we is not in total alignment with what God's word say, and do what God's word say, we open up ourselves for the enemy. Ephesians the fourth chapter said, neither give place to the devil. And a lot of time, and until our spiritual eyes come open, we don't realize when we choose, go. Even if you go read Deuteronomy 28 chapter, when you read St. John 15, when we choose not to, in James, when we choose not, when we hear God's word and we choose not to come in alignment by meditating on it, by speaking and doing that word, we open ourselves up for the enemy. Now, just like with you, you didn't realize that your body was out of alignment. That's why the allergy. That's why you didn't have the strength that you were supposed to have. But once you brought that, they got your body, your spine and all that back in alignment the way it's supposed to be, you notice a difference. Well, it's the same way in the spirit, just like Apostle Paul said to the church in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. He said, God compare our spiritual body to our natural body. His many parts in the body. But all of it came from the same spirit, and God put each one in place. When we look at things from the spirit perspective, even Jesus said, he said, the words that I speak are spirit and life. The word, the Bible is the word of God. But if your spirit eyes have not come open, you ain't been born again. You just, oh, yeah, some man wrote the Bible. I just don't believe. But once you get born again, your spirit will bear witness with what's written. And when we out of alignment with what God tell us that we don't do it, y'all, we open the door for chaos. You know, yeah. A lot of times you say, oh, yeah, I know what the Bible said, but, you know, I just don't. No, if you truly, you might read it, but if you truly believe and truly, as Apostle McIntyre said, and truly trust what God say, you, if we work this word like God means for us to work it, we would get the resource that the Bible say. But just like your natural body, when it was out of alignment, certain things were taking place in your body, but now since you done brought your body and told the line, it been put back in where it's supposed to be, you see a different change. Y'all, it's the same thing in the spirit. Mm-hmm. When we get in alignment with God, and when we get in line with his word, we're in alignment with God, we do what Matthew 18, we come in agreement with what God's word said. Y'all, we will see something. We will change. And if I change, even if not, as Apostle McIntyre said again, when we get in line with God's word, our situation might not change, but we can have peace in the midst of all of that. And say, you know, we can be like the three Hebrew boys. If he don't, I know he can, but we still ain't going to bow. And y'all, we at that place now. With everything happening, what are we going to do? Are we going to bow to the world system? Are we going to continue to stand on what God works? And if I, like Esther, if I perish, let me perish. You know, because that's what we, and we have to come to that place with God. When we, and I'm telling you, when we get in line with, come in agreement with what God say about us, when we read it, meditate, speak it, and do it, we will be changed, y'all. We would be changed, and we'll find out, just like the Bible said, tribulation, all that stuff going to come. But what Jesus said, he said, y'all be of good cheer. I done overcome the world. And then John tells us, he said, what caused us to overcome? It's our faith. And God done gave, faith will overcome anything on this earth. But when we get in total alignment with his word, it makes a difference.
Makes a big difference. Not only we can see the difference, people who we meet, they can see a difference.
Yes, sir.
Because we're not the same person that we were before.
Amen.
So, you know, it's amazing how where we were, if we line that up with Isaiah 43:18-19. It says,
Then
say that don't think about that past, that not past, don't think about your past, but you don't dwell on the past. A lot of us are living in the past. And if we live in the past, we're going to keep getting the same thing that we got when we were back there. Because God says he's doing an old thing a new way. And he asks us a question. Do you not perceive it? So we need to be expecting the miracles and looking for the miracles, looking for the signs and wonders, looking for the change, as opposed to, well, I'll be glad when the virus is gone. We can go back to doing what we did before. Yeah, I can go to the pub. Yeah, we can get together. Now, we should have been thinking, why does God put this loud? Now, why did God allow this here? What was God's purpose in it? And then we could begin to see the new thing that God is doing or want us to be about. So, you know, that's what I keep telling people. You don't be so concerned about that back there. You need to be looking for what the new normal is now. And whenever you start doing that, that's whenever you begin to find that quiet place. That's when you begin to enjoy what you said, that prayer that we prayed when we were children, the Lord's Prayer, that prayer that we were taught, thy kingdom come on earth. We will come into an understanding of what that means. As opposed to talking about whenever I get to heaven, I'm going to be on streets of gold. Well, you walking on gold right now. Diamonds, all of it. You walk down, it's here. So we have to begin to thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Ain't nothing changed, y'all. Jesus taught his disciples that prayer, which is inclusive, complete. It covers everything. Forgiveness, leading you not into temptation, deliver you from evil. Just tell you that temptation going to be here with us. And we just
don't
God come. Can lead us not into it because it's coming. And the evil one going to be attacking you. And tell you
that's
what?
It.
So he's clear. So, I mean, whenever I came into understanding years ago of what that prayer really means and what I was saying, that was just an awesome experience. Because it, as a child, that prayer covered me. Covered me. Because the enemy was after me. And it's after all of us. Because the Creator created us for a purpose. Created us for a purpose. And we need to be trying to figure out what our purpose is that according to God's will. And like I sat down and concluded, I looked at what all I have done in life. This was several years ago. And it was always work with the youth. I say youth now. I didn't say children because I can't work with them little ones. I can work with the youth. And then I always work with the elderly. And then I thought about it. I said, okay, the youth, you work with the youth. Eventually, the youth going to become an elder. And I'm going to become an elder. So by working with the youth, what am I doing? I'm preparing them to receive and to care for me. So whenever we think about what our purpose is and begin to move in that direction, that's whenever we find that peace. Peace that passes all understanding. And I know I had to try to help God. I tried. I won't lie to you. I tried to help God. You ask God for something, then I got to go run out and try to do it as opposed to sitting down and allowing God to take care of that part and I go and do something else. So it's interesting. The word has power. The word has authority. And we just need to depend on it. And the other thing I had to learn, quit sitting around and listening to what other people say the word said. Get your Bible, read it for yourself.
That's right.
And read it, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into the truth, true understanding of what it is that you read. And I'm telling y'all, it makes a big difference. You see it.
Now,
I think we might have had one person might have dropped
it's
off.
It's 9:27.
Okay. The one person that's left that called in, do you have a comment, a question, or anything you'd like to say at this time?
I'm just honored in listening to the pioneers and those that are further in Christ than myself, and I'm honored. And when she made the explicit narration of coming together and being on one accord, that really resonated with my soul. And it really, it's sad to say, but we live in a world where families, I mean, biological families, everyone in the family is saved, but they don't have a bond where they can come together collectively on one accord and just pray. We have too many eyes.
That's right. I agree.
You know, it's time for us to stop. Now, I can speak on myself because I do. I'm that person. I have 5 siblings, 6 with my mom, and very seldom do we come. We used to back in the day when my grandmother was alive, before we came together collectively and we prayed and and God heard our prayer. And I thought about over the many years, 40 and 50 years that we're traveling the highways, going here and there, never an accident, never any incidents, you know, never lost loved ones. But when she passed, it was like everyone changed. Everyone had a hidden agenda, a hidden itinerary. And I'm like, God, when are we going to hear this thing? And it took for my nephew to die a year ago. My son actually, he just gave him a prophetic word. And he was afraid to do so. And he just told me, he said, if you six women don't get it together, something else is going to happen again. We're going to be coming back together for this. And that was like in the month of October of 2021, or 2022. My sister that lost her son in October lost her husband in February. Everybody had a spirit of fire. And when the Lord Jesus said, Carolyn, you pray. I told him, I said, before December 31st of 2022, I said, God already warned us because he sends warning. He's so good to us. He'll send warning before destruction. And I was afraid. I'm going to be honest with you. My flesh, because I know these are some proud sisters of mine. And I began to ask God how to do it. He said, you get this one to do that one. You get that one. He said, because you're the least. At least they think so. He said, at least they think so. And I said, God, I thank you. And so as I began to make the calls to the various cities, and I told this, and I said, we just want to come together to pray. And the Lord said, now, they don't want to hear anything you got to say. He said, so you just listen. Let them pray. Let he said, but you will have done what I said for you to do. And surely enough, I praise and I thank God. I was obedient to God. And I believe that because I was obedient, and I went my prayer wars, you all, we were on one accord. They couldn't do anything but be obedient. Now, we haven't come back together since then, and if it never happens again, we did it that one time. Because God, when God gives a command, he gives a warning, we better heed and obey. And as you were stating, people wanting to get back in the clubs and do this, want to get back to a norm, we ain't going to never get back. Because first of all, COVID ain't going nowhere. COVID is like cancer. It is here to stay. It's just sneaky. You know, it's sneaky. It comes to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. And if you're out there putting yourself and you're negligent, then yes. And even innocent persons are going to suffer at the hands of those who are neglectful. But the Bible teaches us, the Word of God, pray and faint not and be careful for nothing. That's why these blog talks, the Global Coalition, these are needed. This is needed. This is not in vain. And I thank God for you all. And I try to come on as often as I can. To listen and to hear what thus saith the Lord. So you all pray my strength in the Lord, because I got those nuggets. And I was like, God, I thank you for this, because I always forget to tune in, but I'm grateful and I have an attitude of gratitude. God bless.
All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to say shalom, because we're over our time. And no one is good. No one is coming behind us. So shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. But.